And I'm Mark Dugan in the Arizona Public Media Newsroom with an update on the 2012 primary election. The big news in the evening is the U.S. Representative Jeff Flake has won his bid to replace retiring U.S. Senator John Kyle. The congressman released a statement more or less declaring victory a little over an hour ago. Flake had a wide lead over fellow Republican Will Cardin at last checked, 69% of the vote to Cardin's 20%. With his apparent victory, Flake faces Democrat Richard Carmona, the former Surgeon General. That'll be in the November general election. The GOP faithful gathered tonight at El Parador restaurant and were all smiles as the numbers came in. Christopher Conover reports.
The field is now set for November, and Republicans are feeling good about their chances, especially in the race to unseat Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva. Gabriel Sauceda Mercer won the Republican primary for Congressional District 3, beating out fellow Tucsonan Jaime Vasquez. Mercer says it's time for a change in the district.
An incumbent that a lot of people are very unhappy with him. So I don't think that I don't have a good chance. I do have a good chance. People are unhappy with the way Grijalva has represented the people in City 3, and it's time to get back to work tomorrow morning.
In the Congressional District 1 race, Jonathan Payton won a four-way GOP primary. He called the victory an exciting one and says he looks forward to a spirited campaign against Ann Kirkpatrick, who won the Democratic primary in CD1. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.
And a video of a Republican congressional candidate in southern Arizona is causing a bit of a stir on this election day. As Peter O'Dowd reports, the controversy stems from comments about people of Middle Eastern descent.
Gabriela Salcedo Mercer is running in Congressional District 3, which includes a big part of southwestern Arizona. In an interview on the right-leaning website Western Free Press, Salcedo Mercer questions why Middle Easterners would be allowed in the United States.
A lot of them, they look Mexican, or they look, you know, like a lot of people in South America, dark skin, and they mix. They mix in, and those people, their only goal in life is to cause harm to the United States. So why do we want him here, either legally or illegally?
The video was published earlier, but it's gotten attention on Arizona's primary day after Talking Points memo broke the story. The Arizona chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations has called the comments bigoted and is asking state Republican leaders to repudiate them. Multiple attempts to reach Salcedo Mercer were not successful. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
Well, Gabriela Salcedo Mercer was at the El Parador this evening, site of the Republicans' election party. Christopher Conover was also there a little earlier this evening. Chris, what was it like?
Good evening, everyone. I got a chance to talk with Mrs. Mercer about her comments on that website that have started to be bubbling up around the blogosphere today on this election day here in Arizona. Interestingly, she said she was misquoted. She said the whole thing was edited together. That was her explanation of it. She also said in her mind it shows desperation on the part of Democrat Raul Grijalva, who, of course, is the incumbent in this. He quickly put out a statement calling her a racist after this popped up earlier today. She said she's not a racist and actually turned that accusation on its head and called Grijalva more or less racist because he supports things like the Rasa studies.
Christopher, anything else at the election headquarters for the Republicans that you took note of this evening?
It was a happy group. Many of their candidates obviously doing well. It is the primary, so of course Republicans beating Republicans. But overall, they were a pretty happy group and getting ready for November. And that was the big message that they were all talking about. I spoke with some of Jeff Flake's staff. Congressman Flake, of course, the winner in the U.S. Senate GOP primary. He's up in Phoenix, Mesa area where he's from. But his staff down here all smiles. They are ready to take on Richard Carmona, who, of course, launched his first TV ad today. So he's running for November. So this will be a pretty spirited race.
Anything else to add?
That's about it from the Republican side. Again, all smiles. A little bit of rest tonight, and then everyone hits it hard for November.
All right. El Parador was where the Republicans had their election party. Christopher Conover was out there a little earlier this evening. Thanks for that report. Andrea Kelly joined the Democrats at El Casino Ballroom. We'll have a report from her coming up in just a moment. Meanwhile, Republican Martha McSally beat her opponent, Mark Coscanini, rather, tonight in the race for the newly drawn District 2. Fernanda Echavarri was with McSally and brings us this story.
Dozens of Martha McSally supporters gathered at a hotel in Tucson's east side, checking their smartphones constantly for updated election results while McSally waited in another room. At 9 p.m., with about 30% of the votes counted and a lead of 83% to 17%, Republican McSally, grinning from ear to ear, came out to address her supporters.
We are just so grateful to declare victory in our race today. And I'm humbled to accept the nomination for the race in November. So I do want to first say thanks to Mark for running. I personally know what it takes to do that and to stand up to serve, and I wish him all the best for him and his family.
The retired Air Force pilot says she's ready to start campaigning again tomorrow, this time against Democrat Ron Barber. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.
And I'm Mark Dugan. You're listening to coverage of the 2012 primary election, part of Your Vote 2012 on Arizona Public Media. You can also keep up with the latest election results at our website, azpublicmedia.org. Andrea Kelly was out with the Democrats at their election headquarters on Tucson's south side. She called in a little bit ago and filed this report.
Here at the Democratic Party on the south side, the crowd was fairly subdued until it became certain that some of the southern Arizona Democrats were winning their races. They're celebrating the wins in Congressional District 2 for Congressman Ron Barber and Congressional District 3 for Raul Grijalva. Barber, in a speech to the crowd, said this is a defining election for the middle class and that he's a better choice than his Republican opponent, Martha McSally. When Grijalva spoke, he said his victory was horribly sweet. He had two opponents in his first primary since he was first elected in 2002. The crowd here also sent up a cheer when they saw that former state Senate President Russell Pierce was behind his opponent in the race for the Mesa Legislative District. Reporting from the Democratic Party on the south side, I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.
Andrea filed that report just a little bit ago, and she also had a chance to mingle with some of the crowd this evening and basically told us what she heard and found.
Well, at this point, all the Democrats are celebrating. They're very excited. They just got the news that Democrats Raul Grijalva and Ron Barber are winning in their primaries, and a lot of the other legislative races they've been going through, but the big cheers came up when those federal races were announced.
That's Andrea Kelly, the El Casino Ballroom, where the Democrats held their election headquarters this evening. In other election news, former Democratic state lawmaker Ann Kirkpatrick is leading her challenger, Winona Bonelli-Baldinegro, 65% to 33%. Kirkpatrick represented that district a few years ago before losing to a Republican. Baldinegro is seeking to become the first female Native American elected to Congress. On the GOP side for CD1, former state lawmaker Jonathan Payton leads 61% over former State Department staffer Gaither Martin and Sholo retiree Patrick Gaddy. Congressional District 1 includes Oro Valley, Saddlebrook, Marana, Flagstaff, Sholo, and much of northern Arizona, including the Navajo and Apache reservations. In CD2, Democrat Congressman Ron Barber, of course, has won a decisive victory over Matt Hines. Barber won the June special election to complete the term of his boss, former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Among Republicans, of course, as we just heard, former Air Force fighter pilot Martha McSally has got a decisive lead over Mark Coscanini, 81% to 18%. And in CD3, Raul Grijalva still with a decisive lead over Amanda Aguirre and Manny Araguin. While on the GOP side, Gabby Saucedo Mercer has 63% over political newcomer Jaime Vasquez. CD3, it must be noted, is heavily Democratic and includes the southwest part of Tucson, as well as Nogales, Sells, and southwest Arizona. Democrat Ron Barber, of course, with a strong lead over Matt Hines in the District 2 congressional race that covers parts of Cochise and Pima County. Hines has served as a state representative since 2008 and currently works as a doctor in Tucson. Earlier today, Hines acknowledged to one of our reporters that he won't gain enough support to beat Barber tonight, but he says he's already preparing for future political campaigns.
Absolutely. I'm 35 years old. I'm not going anywhere. And public service is something that I really have a passion for, and not just in the hospital helping my patients, but helping my constituents at the legislative level and something else as well, I hope.
And onto the Pima County Sheriff's race, where Mark Napier is leading four other Republicans in his bid to take on incumbent Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. At last check, Napier led with 42% of the votes. He's a retired police department captain. He leads four other Republicans and will, at this point, looks like with his victory, apparent victory, will go on to face Dupnik in the general election. And more on that, with five Republicans vying for the chance to take on Dupnik in November, and Mark Napier the big winner. We spoke to Napier early this evening. He said he's not surprised he was leading by more than two dozen points over his nearest opponent.
We worked really hard. I had a great group of volunteers, the most amazing eight or nine people I've ever worked with, and they dedicated their time and their energy to this campaign, and I'm deeply indebted to them. We got our message out. We did a good ground game. We talked to many people, went to many public events, chambers of commerce.
That's Mark Napier, who is leading in the race to take on Sheriff Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik in the fall. In addition to Napier, Dupnik also faces a challenge from Green Party candidate Dave Croteau. And a former Arizona legislator known nationally for championing recent laws against illegal immigration is trailing in his attempt at a political comeback. Former State Senate President Russell Pierce trails businessman Bob Worsley in their race for the Republican Senate nomination in Mesa's District 25. Worsley has 56% of the vote to Pierce's 43%. With about half of the votes counted, a year after winning passage of the law known as SB 1070, Pierce lost a 2011 recall election, largely focused on the illegal immigration issue. You're listening to coverage of the 2012 primary election, part of Your Vote 2012 on Arizona Public Media. I'm Mark Dugan. We'll have more details tomorrow morning during Morning Edition, and you can also get some of the rundown on our website at azpublicmedia.org. Running down again some of the bigger decisions of this evening, U.S. Representative Jeff Flake has won his bid to replace retiring U.S. Senator John Kyle. Flake had a wide lead over fellow Republican Will Cardin, about 69% of the vote, to Cardin's 20%. Looking at some other quick races, Ann Kirkpatrick's leading Winona Benally Baldinegro in the Congressional District 1 among Democrats. Among Republicans for CD1, Jonathan Payton has got a wide lead there with 61%. Ron Barber beating Matt Hines in CD2 among the Democrats, while Martha McSally beat Mark Coscanini 81-17% in the Republicans. Raul Grijalva winning out over two other Democrats in District 3 on this primary election with 66% of the vote. He will face Gabby Saucedo Mercer in the late fall. She's got 63% of the vote right now. And we'll close out our election coverage this evening on a slightly lighter note. The Pima County Elections Director had to break into a polling place this morning to make sure it opened in time for voters. Brad Nelson got word just before 6 this morning that the doors of the Justice League of Tucson were still locked. Nelson managed to get in by smashing a glass window with a tire iron. Apparently, a poll worker responsible for unlocking the doors overslept. Nelson says there was no interruption of the voting process because workers had set up all the voting equipment the day before. We'll have more election coverage coming up tomorrow during Morning Edition from the Arizona Public Media Newsroom, and you can keep up with the latest election results at our website at azpublicmedia.org. You're listening to coverage of the 2012 primary election, part of Your Vote 2012. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.